So just taking a moment to notice where the mind is right now. Where's the mind right now? And see if you can make a more of a conscious effort to be right here in this space, in this body, in this moment, with your heart. With however the body is, the mind, the heart, however it is right now. You might even breathe directly into the heart area. With each exhale, allowing yourself to arrive here again in this space, even more, arriving here in the body. Honoring the foundation of our practice, metta. You might also again bring a slight smile to the corner of the eyes and the lips. In the beginning, when you first do this, you might even make that smile a little bigger. It'll slowly fade, but it'll bring a sense of friendliness, kindness, right into the body. So as we were discussing in some of the groups, joy, experiencing, nurturing joy is not a selfish thing. It's so important. So important. Because we need more joy. We need more joyful people who can bring that joy when there is chaos or despair. Hurt. We need joy, calm, kindness, all the Brahmaviharas. We need that. We become that. Joy is not selfish, because once we can access that joy and sense it and fill our bodies with that joy, fill our hearts and minds with joy, it spills over. We can't help but share that. So needed. It's not a selfish thing. So we need to learn to allow ourselves without feeling guilty, allow ourselves joy. It's important. And just as compassion is asking us to resonate with another's suffering, mudita is asking us to resonate with their joy. And one of the ways we can practice this is by very consciously, mindfully reflecting on the joy in our own lives, as well as the gratitude we have for these joys. So that when we reflect on another person's joy, we can truly sense this in our own hearts as well. Resonate with that. The teachings are asking us to sense joy and gratitude in our bodies and to get to know the feeling and then very actively cultivate and nurture it. And as we practice this way more and more, we can literally train our bodies and minds and hearts to experience and retain even more joy. The teacher and neuroscientist Rick Hansen, who wrote The Buddha's Brain, wonderful book, he tells us neurons that fire together wire together. Neurons that fire together wire together, which means we can train ourselves to experience more joy by experiencing joy. So right now I'm going to invite you, as you're ready, to reflect on your life and all the things that you're grateful for as a human in this body who has been blessed with many years on this earth. Many years. And those of us who are older are just doubly blessed. Doubly blessed. And so to start, I'm going to actually just invite you to consider your childhood years. The years between birth and age 12. And really allow yourself to recall all of the things that brought you joy. Remember, what brought you joy? These don't have to be big moments. Be like the milkman, those of us who are old enough to remember, leaving chocolate milk on the doorstep. Oh my God, I should love that. You know, games you like to play inside or out, things you like to eat, smell. Maybe just the memory of being in your young body and how good that felt to be young. And here, again, I'm going to invite you to make the smile in the eyes and the mouth a little bigger if you want. And you can even, again, place a hand on your heart, the belly. And as you touch each thing, remember each thing just for a moment. Feel how much you love doing that thing or whatever it was that you loved that brought you joy. And allow yourself to really resonate with, I loved that. Oh, that was so fun. Or I loved that so much. Or that was really neat. So allowing yourself to stay with each thing long enough to really get a sense of it and then name something else. Smiling in appreciation, allowing the whole body to feel the joy. So go to your senses, that can be helpful. Touch, sight, sound, taste, smell. And if some story arises that's not connected with joy, allow yourself to set it aside for the moment and come back, really focus on joy. Focus on the joy. Let your heart fill with it. You might even consider, if I were about to leave this world, what would I want to remember that brought me joy as a child? Be that grateful. smiling in the eyes, lips, heart, body. And there can be bittersweet too, and that's okay. Still joy, gratitude. I'm going to invite you now to consider your teen years, 13 to 19. Teen years, 13 to 19. What did you love to do as a teenager? Being in your teenaged body. I remember what your room looked like, maybe. Or what you did outside or with your friends or family or yourself, by yourself. Gosh, I loved that. Gosh, that was fun. Might even have a sense of thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that experience. Thank you. As you continue to reflect on this joy, gratitude, start to notice, how does it manifest in the body? Keep noticing the sensation of well-being. How does joy affect the body? Now I'd like to invite you to remember 20 to 30. Some of us maybe are still in 20 and 30. What did you love to do? What were you doing age 20 to 30? What brought you joy? Again, remember this might be bittersweet. It's okay. It's a thank you. Thank you. For that experience. And it might be a difficult experience that helped you to grow, to be who you are now. So grateful for that experience. It made me who I am. It can be that. Now I'm going to invite you to consider 30 to 40. As you're ready. There was something really fun in the 20s. You can stay in the 20s if you want to. We'd all like to do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Staying with that feeling of joy, really knowing it in the body, sensing it, letting it be big, letting it grow. And again, if it's helpful, you can reapply the smile to the face or place a hand to the heart. If that helps. With a sense of thank you. Moving on as life does. What did you love doing? What brought you joy? Those of us who were blessed to experience 40 to 50. And if you're not there yet, imagine what kind of joy awaits. And you might consider what qualities you want to possess at that age rather than things if you're not there yet. If you've lived 40 to 50, what did you love? What brought you joy? Remembering if a story doesn't bring you joy, drop it. Consciously choose something else. Again, living some phrases of gratitude. Thank you. Or I loved that. Fifty to 60. For those of us who are blessed into our 50s. And again, if you're not there yet, imagine what qualities you'd like to possess then. What might bring you joy in the heart? Thank you. Now for those of you who have experience and are just vastly blessed, 60 to 70 and beyond. Those of us who have not been blessed to have those ears yet, what qualities do we want to possess that might bring us joy? How do we want to live in the world that might bring joy? Or if you haven't reached those years yet, you might just stay with the reflection of something that really caught your attention, or a few things from your life that just brought you joy. Stay with the joy. You might even consider the whole landscape of your life, all the years that you've been blessed to have, and allow that joy or gratitude to be felt and held. Really let it be big. Gratitude for your life, what you've been given, this blessing we take for granted. Allowing the memories of joy to continue to resonate. See if you can keep the memories themselves now more in the background and bring to the forefront just the feeling of gratitude itself. Become very curious about this. What is this feeling of well-being? What does it feel like in the body? Is it spacious? Relaxed, warm, tingly. How does gratitude affect the body? How does it live there? And if you start to lose that sense of gratitude and joy, you might revisit a memory that brings that up. And again, as you're sensing this joy, the feeling of gratitude itself, you may, again, keep in the mind those words of thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now for the last 3 minutes or so, I want to invite you to notice something that you appreciate right now in this present moment. Maybe the company of like-minded people or the quiet in the room. Memory of something right outside, right here with us maybe today. This moment, this life that we're all living right now. Would it be possible to live a life of thank you rather than complaint? To live a life of thank you And then to spread that joy, let it spill out like a cup that's overflowing. We can have that intention. And I'm going to ring the bell 3 times. And with each ring of the bell, you might just in the mind and heart hear the words, thank you, in some way, and let that resonate through the body.